Shin Mem. We're holding a Sif test. We did the Sif. We have to do the Mishaburas on Sif test. So we'll get Mishaburas of Katan Lamadalit.
Hold on. Sif, we're tests. And which?
Mishabur Lamadalit.
Lamadalit.
Okay, so we said you cannot gather the salt, which has evaporated it out, and you have this field where there is, or this, where your salt is piled up due to the desalination. They draw water from there. They make some type of a canal to bring water from the yam into the area. Then the sun evaporates out the water, and you are left with the salt. So that's also mirabonan. Shadaymer lamaamer. It's comparable mirabonan. The melech is maamer who lesser vashibolim. So maamer means you would gather the sheaves. Vegamu canes are this, or any type of fruits for that purpose, for that matter. So this is similar to that mirabonan. V'davka b'mokam hamisrafos. But it's all the just like the Isser Ma'amr is only the place where the item grew, the place where it grew. So similar over here, the salt, as it were, was created in a certain sense in this field. But the over there is because Shashamu Mokim Gdilo Shalamelach, Dumi the Shibolim Shibasada, Abulim Ispazer, Mokim Acher, Mutta the Kaps and the Mokim Echer. You had a container of salt and it spilled, you can gather the container, you can gather up the salt. So it's Dumi the Ma'amir. Im replies to something which grows, actually vegetation which grows on the ground, and this is not vegetation. And then we said, "Kol davar miyavakim gedulah is also to gather." Tainu, peiros v'yirokos v'etzim v'asavim. It can be relevant to fruits, to vegetables. It can be relevant to sticks of wood. It can be relevant to grasses. Kol davar hagadol min hakarka, anything which grows on the ground. B'zech yuvanam ikah, these things, not only is it also, but it's actually chayiv. A person would do it; he'd be chayiv. Kishim kapsim v'mokim gedulah. If he went in the place where they've grown, they are now detached. They're no longer attached. He's not harvesting. He's doing the next stage, was after you've harvested them, or after you detach them, as you gather them together. So he would do that. The melech is ma'amr. Good for that. It's a melech of ma'amr to gather the things together. So if it's chayiv, why does the Shulchan Aruch just write that it's aser? It's more than aser. It's chayiv. The shalom makim dulan. So I would have told you in the place where they grow that it's chayiv. I might have believed in a place where they, if it happened where they don't grow, i.e., the person had a bushel, had a big bit, a bushel of apples, had a big basket of apples, came home, kid knocked it over, and the apples are rolling all over the backyard. So he's gathering apples in his backyard. So is that usher or not? So that's mutter, because it's not where those apples grew. So, but if I would have used the language of chayiv in the field where they grew, I would have said that over there it's chayiv. Over here, after it's been already been gathered, and then afterwards it got dispersed in some way or other, regathering it is also mirabonan. That's the mistake I would have made. But that's not true. So I said in the case where they grow, it's asur. To tell me in the case where they don't grow, it's not even asur, it's mutter. Okay. Finally, Abbasim Shalom, but hey, Sif hey, that there is a different issue besides the issue of Ma'amr. There is an issue of Tircha, of getting involved in, gathering large amounts. It's like a Uvdil Chol. It does look like Mirabon, it's also because of Uvdil Chol. Okay. Vishamar Gan is a Pradesim, so a person whose job is to be the watchman for a gina or a pardes. Okay, so there's no problem with him because he knows that he's in charge of an orchard, and he's allowed to, the ranger with the balabas says he's allowed to take some of the fruit, and some oranges fall off the tree at Shabbos. So there's no problem with him, and they weren't attached to the tree at the beginning of Shabbos. So he goes out to the orchard, enclosed, no problem with carrying. He's got it all worked out. And he gathers up, four or five oranges to bring home for his house. He did a malacha d'oraisa of Ma'amir. he gathers fruits in the place where they grew. Shalom asim b'shabbos, I feel a mat, he can't gather them together. Ki yesh v'zeh ki yevchatos, the shir imer hu shir katim ha'oid, the shir is kegregris, which is not very high. Gathering two things together, gathering two items together, he can take one and eat it. That's not ma'amar, you're not gathering anything. But it's even two. If he picks up two oranges, he's already over in Isidore Isa. If a person is gathering food items, if the person is gathering to eat them, he has to gather the size of kegregris worth, a dried...
Dried date or dried fig?
A dried fig's worth. He's gathering, let's say, grasses, there's not much he's going to feed this animal. So the shear is the amount which you would be able to, one mouthful for a young goat. If he's gathering wood, so the shear by gathering wood is the amount that it takes the vashel
to lahasaka?
Firewood?
Fire.
Yeah, firewood. So he's gathering wood for the purpose of a fire. It's the amount of wood which that he can make a fire, which would allow him to cook one egg, fry one egg, that amount of wood. Okay. Yud. Hamakabit Devela, Vosimimeno Eagle. So what they would do is they would take dates and press them together into a cake. It was round, so it was referred to as an eagle, but it's lav dafka if it's round. So he gathers the dates and he presses them together. Another thing that they would do is they would take figs and they would string them, and they put a thread through, and they would string them on a thread, multiple figs. So all those are forms of gathering something together. Hareza told us, so if he does this in the first stage of the process of gathering them, these are told us of Ma'amar. Now, Sakti Shabura Ches Damaches Ereza told us Ma'amar Shadarkin Shalois and Averis Lechabrim Boifin. That's how you gather them together, is by stringing them or oppressing them. Ma'am and Ishmael Adam Shemitzadid. The Chayyadim in his favorite Nishmas Adam is inclined to say that after Shaosik came to buy his Chayyim Shem Ma'amar, the Rebbe Ben Zigazeh also allows his Gamba buy his Kibasada. He doesn't have to do it in the field. Even if he does it, this is the final stage of gather them together. That's how you gather them. So he goes in the field, he picks the X amount of dates off of the tree, he puts them into a basket, and for dates, the way you gather them together is not leaving them in a basket. You press them together. That's a common way of doing it. So that's the process of making the sheaf, as it were. The parallel to making the sheaf is making the pressed cake or stringing the figs. So therefore, and that can be done even after brings it to the house. So therefore, that he's going to be chayv. So Mishabura seems to be supporting the opinion of the Chayyadim on this point. Okay. A person can take, if he has a container of honey, and he could put sesame seeds into the container, or he could put nuts into the container. So he's making like a honeyed nut combination.
Almost like a candy.
So that's mutter. However, lo yichav sim biyada, but he can't squeeze it out. So he doesn't want it to be so overflowing with honey, so he wants to squeeze it. He'll squeeze it together, pushing out some of the excess honey. So the Mishmur, you can't do that. He presses the nuts together. And he presses out the honey. That's also the Havi Barir, because that's a form of Barir. He's pressing out the excess honey that he doesn't want, and just leaving the honey which is necessary to hold the nuts together. Finally, a machine test. You have a chaf there. I'm not sure that chaf makes any sense. Okay. Now, there is an opinion which says that the problem over here is lush. Taking a solid and a liquid and combining it together is lush. Taking pieces of a solid and using a liquid to hold it together is lush. That's the same. When Rashi says a person would make tuna on Shabbos, tuna with mayonnaise, the mayonnaise becomes the binding agent, and you're putting together pieces of tuna together to make a tuna salad with using the mayonnaise. That's a melacha of the rice of lush. Hmm. So the same thing over here. Yeah.
What if you're making like a macaroni salad where you're just using the mayonnaise as almost like a sauce?
A sauce on top is not a problem. It functions as a binding agent to make the mass hold together. So it's a problem.
I'm not sure that you would have to use a pretty thick mayonnaise to hold it together. I don't know that most people. I mean, I don't know.
So I'm not a big buck in macaroni salads. So,
well, I'm not even talking. I'm talking about even this tuna fish, because I make my son tuna fish, you know, all the time, and I don't think that the amount of mayonnaise that I put on there for him is enough to bind it together. I think it would pretty much fall apart if not for I put it in like a wrap, and if not for the wrap, it would certainly fall apart.
It doesn't have to be bound very tightly to have it be a problem.
So you're saying
if I pick up on a fork and it comes as a clump, it's not really each piece separately, but I have to pick them up, and it comes because there's some element of binding through the mayonnaise, which I imagine, unless you had a lot of liquid in your tuna, that's always going to happen.
Well, what I'm saying is, once you've mixed it with the tuna, I mean, maybe certainly when you first take the mayonnaise out of the jar.
No, I'm saying the definition of binding, what you're picturing in tuna salad is what I meant by binding. So we'll make sure our language is clear. That's what I meant by binding. I don't mean it's like now and you can take it as a mass and you pick the top of the whole thing. I'm not talking about glue, but that's enough of binding to have a dinner blush. So be careful and don't make it on Shabbos. Yud Beis. And listen, there are pishtim or shum shemin kiyotzim and b'mayim. So a person just takes flax seeds and he puts them in water, or he takes sesame seeds and he puts them in water. Chai mishum losh mineshim yisarim minitlim zebezes. So what happens is when they sit there, their nature is that they start to bind. They start. I think we discussed once metamucil. You put metamucil into water and you let it sit, so it becomes a mass. So the same thing happens with flaxseed. So even though he didn't do any stirring, he just put the two together in the container and you just sit there, they're going to bind. The molecules of the flaxseed are going to absorb some of the water, they're going to expand and start connecting, and that's automatically malach of the rice of losh. I don't know why this halacha is here. Well, why is it a back?
Yeah.
What?
You had a whole seminar about
lush. We had a seminar about lush. I don't know why. I never figured out why it's here. Okay. Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet deal with the malacha of Korea. It starts off with another example, which is not Korea. So in Sherban Acheris, person wants to take. He has broken pieces of pottery and he wants to break them into smaller pieces because they would use them for different purposes, so that you can't do. And then in Karen Hanayur, you can't tear paper, which is the purpose of tearing it was to a certain size to make it then usable for some purpose. So those are also Neshu Kimisak and Kli. So they're also because you've done a tikkun. The charis is a problem of tikkun of a Kli. The Yor, the Mishnah Berurah is going to say that the chiyuv over here is because of Kareya, the malacha of Kareya, which is tearing. Yes.
I was going to say, in other words, let's say you're in a place where there's no cut toilet paper on Shabbos. You can't cut the toilet paper or tear the toilet paper on Shabbos because of this.
That would be the simple understanding. There's more to the story, but we'll go through the sif, we'll see more information. But for now, let's assume, yes, that that's correct. Okay. I want to do the next sif also, and then we'll do the Mishnah Berurah and some of the Biurei Halacha over here also. Okay, Yudalit, Hamadavik Niyoris. So there's a Malacha of Tofer, which is sewing. So we explained that it means you take two pieces of cloth and you sew them together. That's the Malacha of Tofer. That's the primer. That's the Av. So gluing two things together is a Tolda of Tofer. So Hamadavik Niyoris, a person would glue papers together. oros, or even pieces of leather together. Bekarlon shall seifrim, with the glue that the seifrim use. The Reza told us teifer v'chayiv. So that's the tolda of teifer, and that's going to be chayiv if a person does that on Shabbos. And a mafarik the yoros, the person has two pieces of paper which are glued together, and he pulls them apart. And the yoros tevukim, paper which has been glued together, or hides which have been glued together. Bloody scavenged the calcul bovad, and his intent wasn't for just a destructive act. He had some constructive purpose of doing this. So Reza told us kareya v'chayiv. So that goes under the block of kareya. So taking apart two things which are glued together is a form of kareya. Even though there's no stitches there, as much as we're saying the gluing together is a told of teifer, then taking apart something which is glued together is a told of kareya. So that's why you have all this issue with removing the backing of tabs of your bandages, because that tab is attached to the bandage with some type of an adhesive. So that's they're glued together. So taking it apart is kareya. That's where the issue comes from. This is the language of a Rambam. I think the makor for the Rambam is Yerushalmi, so it's not his own kiddush. So it's a problem. Mishabra mem ein shayver in the cheres. So you can't break the cheres. Kadela niachaleim kegavli. You want to use that smaller piece to hold something. So it has a positive purpose. It's kemasak and mon, kemasak and kli. Marakashen makbet alamida. Now we're talking about he's not cutting it to a certain size. The ilavochi yesh oid gamishu mechatech. The malacha mechatech is cutting something to a certain size. So that is another malacha which potentially would be relevant over here. But over here he has no specific size, so therefore there's no mechatech. The person takes paper and wants to tear into pieces to be able to use to clean himself. Shari says Hashri has some other purpose. That goes under the mach of Kareya. It has even though he's tearing, and there's an element of there's a destructive act in the act of tearing, but the overall purpose is a positive thing, not a negative thing, and therefore that's called. It's not called a makalko, it's called a masakin. Mechavishle hizker kan tamishim kareya. The Shulchan Aruch only mentions masakin kli, it doesn't mention kareya. So ayin bir locha, we'll see that in the bir locha. So if the person can tear the paper in the situation where a person doesn't have any paper, cut paper the person needs to use to clean himself. After the bathroom, so if a person does it in a way which with a shinui, it's only the rabbanon. And since we're dealing with the element of kavod habrias, the person should be clean as that's kavod habrias element. So to do it the rabbanon for kavod habrias is mutter. So if a person does it with a shinui.
Well, how would you? I mean, so getting back to the toilet paper. So how would you cut the toilet paper with a shinui? I mean,
if you don't tear it on the
perforations,
and you just give like a quick type of a tear, it comes out very haphazard, etc. So that would be considered a shinui type of a thing.
What if you did like, I don't know, used your fingers in a normal way? That would also be considered
that's
a shinui.
Right, yeah.
So you're saying that that's mutter.
If you don't have a choice, that's mutter. Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. Now, when mechaber shall find now the koy geres hamachutam. See, he's dealing with, he's not dealing with an envelope. He's dealing with, those of us old enough to remember aerograms, right? So the aerogram was that the letter folded on itself, and then you would seal it itself. It was written on a piece of paper, and then you could fold it over and seal it, and now that becomes the envelope. So the letter and the envelope are one. And I want to rip it open to read. So, afilu im yizor shalo yishabra osiyos hagasimo. So he's careful not to break the seal which he's breaking to open it up. He's careful not to break any letters. There's no problem mitzad the mochik of the letters. He's going to tear around the seal. So he's just tearing the paper. Gamken also the kliyamo. It's also because that's not, even though it's, you're tearing, which is negative, it's considered positive because now you can read the letter. So that's a positive action. So even asking a goy to do it, it's a problem because it's a malach of the raisa. So a mir lakum and a deraisa is not mutter. So the only scenario is the case you have a tzara gadol. There are certain scenarios will be makel, but otherwise, we'll argue maybe that it's considered a act of kilkel in the letter itself. Vaguna kasuv shemal and yehudi in yachol the kreisa calls man shein of pesuach v'miyavin and yehudi me'atza the v'yistachenu less than bo. So you can't tell them directly to open it. You can say. So the guy comes to the letter and says, you know, I can't read the letter like this. It's sealed. So the guy opens it for you. You didn't tell him to open it, even though you hinted to it. That goes under the malacha, the heter of remnis. Now, the Mishabur, the Biralov is talking about a case where it comes in an envelope. Envelope is much better because the envelope is the tearing of the envelope is just the kilkel.
But it's a kilkel, you're trying to get to what's inside.
So the mitzad, the item that you did the malach in, there's no benefit. You gained somewhere else. That's called malach genesik lagufa, which is not the raisa. So I'm not gaining anything from the malach itself. The malach is just now removing the impediment to allow me to get to the letter. So mitzad, the item that I did the malach in, all I've done is kilkel. I have a ripped up envelope now. So that's a, I can tell the guy that's a shoes to shoes. So malachim hefsed etc. There's a heter to tell the guy to do that. Okay, let's do the Mishnah Berurah's on Sif Yudal, and then we'll touch on some of the Biurei Halacha. Raises all the Steifer, and we start with the Shira Gamken Kemotever, the Hano Shira based Tiras Lachiv. So now, he's saying, I know by stitches what the Shira is. You go in, you go out, that's a stitch. So over here, you glue. You go here, you go there, like what he says, the distance which normally a person would make a stitch, that's going to be the shear for Kiev over here.
So where
I'm doing Mishnah Berurah still. I did Sif Yudal already also. I'm saying you Mishnah Berurah. I'm Bibir Locha. Okay, Mem Gem Lovad. So if he's not only Mechabim for Kilkel, just to rip it apart, he has a reason why he wants to take it apart. El Bishol El Zitol, he has the valid purpose. Optional is common bezek kedel dapkim oid biyoser. So it's not kreya manas lit for. The case in the Mishkan was that they sewed something together. The pieces of the ureas were sewn together after they've been made. So they were each panel was woven by itself, and then you would sew the panels together. And sometimes, if the sewing wasn't perfect, they would rip out the stitches and re-sew it. So there, you're being kareya, ripping out the stitch, amanas litzvur. Over here, he's not being kareya amanas to be medapik again. Okay? So even though he's not doing an amanas litzvur, b'shele is a tikkun kareya shelo yehiyah makalko. The main point over here, though, being a kareya dafka amanas litzvur, so the Mishnah Berurah's point is there are some, the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring in the Bir Halacha, there are some opinions with the Malacha is Dafka Krei Amanas Litzvor. So if it's not Amanas Litzvor, it's not Chayiv. Say, no, that's not true. He learns the Rambam, but Amanas Litzvor is an example of a valid positive function. But it's not Dafka Amanas Litzvor. Anything which would be a valid positive function is enough to be Chayiv. So makalkal is not mutter, it's just not chai. Okay. Reza told us kareya, koshkem a kareya, bevegan, mokam a tfira, leza toelis the chai. So then obviously, kabal chermer, a person's tearing the stitching of a bagad for a valid purpose, that's chai. V'chayiv memhe v'davka b'zesh adibuk zen nasalikim. The kareya starts with that they were to be one. They were put together to be together. And then now you're taking it apart. That's the malacha. But in a scenario where you had pages which already were cut from each, they were not the pages of a book, and they're separate, and then some wax fell there, you closed about relaxing, and now the pages are stuck together. Or when they were binding the book, they used some glue, and some of the pages got glued together because of that glue, which a person had no intent to make that happen. Mutalafaskan, he says that you're allowed to take apart. Kimo wasn't made to be there. The person there had no intent that it should be there. So it doesn't get a din that it's mechuber, that taking it apart is called kareya. And that's even a case over there where the person's intent was, he did it intentionally, just not for the purpose of being together, to stay together. Over here, when it happened without any intent at all, it's going to be mutter. That's not called toifer, and therefore it's not called kareya. If, however, the place where they glued together was where the letters are, when you pull it apart, you're going to rip out some of the letter. Now you have a different problem. You have a problem with moichik. So that's also the farka. Now, so the sefer came from the bindery, and you realize that some of the pages weren't totally in the bindery. They do it, the page can be the size of four pages, the size of two pages, and sometimes it's still that connection between the two pages was never cut. So that's also that's not like this case where it already was cut and then it got glued together afterwards. Over here it was never cut to start with. So that's going to be also Yeshvis behein chiyuva fila yedei en Yehudi also. So that's a derisa level of tikkun kli of makapatish to take it apart. So you can't even ask the guy to do that. Fine. Mishin istabku begodav bekaitzim. It's a person in a situation who's walking and some thorns got stuck into his garment. So what is he allowed to do? So afrishon betzinu. He should do it privately. Ubenachas gently. Shelo yikareya. That is it, gently enough that it's not vada that's going to tear. Then, since his intent was that it shouldn't tear, he wasn't doing it in a way where it's definitely going to tear. It's not a psik, it's not a enemy's coffin, and it's not a psik ratio. So then, even if it happens, it happens. Sometimes you have in a new garment, there's maybe some places where a stitch, which when you put them, when you made the garment, the chachila, there were still some stitches there that are holding everything together, or some parts didn't like fully separate out the way they're supposed to. And now, as he is wearing them, though they might tear, but he's not mechaven that for that purpose. So the mishnah is coming, not a psik reish. That's mutter. A poison regards him a matlis. So different scenario. So I have nuts in the shell. So we said, you're allowed on Shabbos. You're allowed to break open the shells and take the nuts out. The outer case of the shell, which is normally removed in the field, is a different story. That goes under the malach of dosh. But the normal shell that you that
it's like a walnut,
common to purchase the nut, receive the nut. Well, it's still inside that shell, like a walnut. You're allowed to break it open on Shabbos. So he has a lot of them. So he has a great idea. So put inside of it, wrap it up inside of a cloth, bang on the outside of the cloth with a heavy instrument, and then he'll open it up and take out the meat of the meat of the nuts. Well, there's a good chance that you might rip some of the garment with the sharp edges of these shells as you're banging on them. So it's mutter. So you wrap it up in this cloth with intent to break open the shells. You're not mechuyev to be choishes that maybe it might tear because it's not Rosh Enemy's coming. It's not a psik reisha, so that's not your concern. Okay.
It's not
a psik reisha. Okay. Zog the Bir Halacha. Okay. Lots of points in the Bir Halacha over here. So the Bir Halacha Ein Shavrin back on page 382. So he's grappling with why the Shulchan Aruch does not mention that the Malacha over here of tearing the paper is the Malacha of Kareya. He says the problem is because you're Masach and Kli. You're cutting the paper to now use the smaller piece. You made a Kli. That's where the Shulchan Aruch presents the answer. Why didn't he say that the problem is you're being Kareya? You're doing Kareya.
Is it clear if that's the Reis of the Rabban from the language of the Shulchan Aruch?
The Kemisach and Kli is not clear that it's the Reis of the Rabban.
Well, it's not clear, sorry. I mean, the Kareya would be the Reis.
Right.
So it's even more
because. Yeah. So now, the Mishnah. So if you look at the Bir Halacha, well, that's his question, and he attempts one answer. But he. Velulei de Mistafino, so it's about 10 lines down into the Bir Halacha. The first word on the line is the word Hayerushalmi. The third one on the line is Lulei de Mistafina. So, Lulei de Mistafina, were it not for the fact that I'm a little bit scared to present such a big Kiddush, I want to be Mechadish a Kiddush. Hava Mina, Dabra Chadish Bezet. If I wouldn't be scared, I said what I would say. Okay. Lo Shayach Shem Kareya Manasa Sakin. Here's his chiddush. The malacha of kriyat manasa sakin is kim kishakrei eza dover beemsa, who tzarach latikun shnehem. The paradigm of kareya was you had two pieces of cloth, which were sewn together in an imperfect way, and you want to rip out the stitching to re-sew the two pieces of cloth together in it better. So the tikun that of the kriya that you're doing is benefiting both sides. You're ripping apart the two items, and both of them are benefiting from the ripping because you can put them together in a better fashion. So the example of the Malach of Kareya is taking apart two things which were together for a tikkun. So it's a lot of putting it back together. If there'll be a tikkun on both sides, so if I have two large, they're very large pieces, and I want to rip it down the middle to use both sides, that's also called a tikkun. I have this piece to use and I have that piece to use. But if I'm going to rip a piece off and discard the rest, I'm doing a tikkun on one side and nothing on the other. So Chavos Chaim wants to be mechadish. That's not called kareya. That's not the malacha of kareya. It's not doyman to what was in the Mishkan. The malacha dafka kareya ezadaber beemsa is you tear in the middle. Vutzarach latikun shnei, and he's benefiting both sides by doing so. Ke'ein shaliyah b'mishkan shiriyah shenavu b'darna. So the scenario which they had in the Mishkan is when you would have a panel which if an insect would get in and burrow in and eat some of the cloth, so you would take apart that where that is and then sort of sew the two sides together in a way that it's not obvious that there's a hole there. So that was a tikkun on both sides. It helped the whole item that was being done, etc. So skip down to the first white line. Mash'en came, but our scenario over here, because you're ripping up a little piece from the edge, and his goal was that the beged, which is a little bit too long or a little bit too wide, or the edge was fraying. So he said, "You know what? I'll just rip off that whole piece, and it won't look frayed anymore." The piece which you're then tearing off ends up being worthless and discarded, or at best, it didn't benefit it. So, and that's Lo Shayach Mizeh Shem Kareya Al Manasa Sakin Kiyim Shem Acher. It's not Kareya. What is it? Masakin Mona. Shemasakim is as a beggar. He did benefit the beggar. So he did a tikkun of the beggar. But it's not Kareya. That's not the law of Kareya. Kareya by definition means that you're benefiting both parts. It's not. Yeah.
In the next sifta, he says, Koshim Bakari Bebeg Makamat Fira, the days that I was the Chayav. And you tear the Makamat Fira.
That's for sure. That's this example.
It's only for the Begad. It's not for the piece that I'm tearing off.
No, the case was I had two pieces. They're sewn together over here, and it's a bad stitching. I rip it apart and put it back together again. Now both sides out of tikkun. That's the case of you tearing the baggage.
Oh, I thought about tearing the seam and then just resewing the seam behind.
Yeah, you're tearing out the seam and so.
I meant like a hem, like a three hem.
Right. Okay. So, but it's a tikkun because the maisa you're benefiting the baggage. There's also because of mechateich, but totally the rabbi tikkun. Imu tikkun gomer chay mishum akapatish. So then we'll now kareya is off the table. The only issue is the level of the tikkun. Is it the rice or the rabbanon? And then we'll talk about that, etc. Okay. L'chem in yoneinu. Second last line. Shukareya ezach tikkus niyar midav sholem kareli hishtamish by ezach davar ma. You're pulling off a piece of paper from a larger piece to use that piece that you're pulling off. There's no benefit to the piece that you tore from. It just lost a piece of paper. So there's no tikkun on that side. And maybe it's possibly negative for it. So that's the Kiddush of the Mishabura. He would like to say if he wasn't scared. Okay, now, and he talks about that more for a while. Okay. Bir Alocha Reza told us Teifer, the small Bir Alocha. So gluing is told us Teifer. Ki Teifer in Yonahu Lekech Shnei Deborim Achodim Mechaber Sam Leachod. The idea behind sewing is taking two things and putting it together, using the stitching to hold them together. Chen Oyin Eidibuk, and that's what glue does for you. Nearly the Huadin Kishodabik Eitz Leitz. You can glue pieces of wood together. Gamkin is shame teifer a love. So I could have argued possibly that tefira applies only to something which is pliable, like paper or like the hides or cloth, etc. There's a piece of wood, two pieces of wood, gluing it together. Gluing it as much as it's a told of teifer, maybe it doesn't apply to pieces of wood. So that's the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out that that's not true. Okay.
So gluing is essentially sewing, whether it's something hard or something soft.
Right. He brings the Shulchan Aruch of Rav. That says a chiddush. I don't see that he brings it. I thought I remember that he brought it. He must be mechadish. Another terrorist to answer on the mechaber over here. That kriya is by definition on a stitching. So if I have a piece which is actually one unit, or so if I rip a hide in the middle, I rip a piece of paper in the middle, that's not kareya. Kareya is the opposite of teifer, which is taking two things and sewing them together, or gluing two things together. So taking them apart is so. All of the discussions about opening, you know, bags, etc., on Shabbos, according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, in the place where they're heat sealed together, that's two pieces which were halakhically, that's equivalent of gluing it together. Ripping the actual body of the item is much better in halacha. According to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's not kareya. Kareya is when you take two pieces apart. But it's all one unit. The piece of plastic is a piece of plastic, and you rip the piece of the bag itself. That's not correct according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav. That's why the Machaber, when he gives this example of ripping a piece of paper, he doesn't say Kareya. He says Masakin. That's his answer to the Chofetz Chaim's question.
So if you've got, let's say, a bag of
I didn't say Halacha L'maisa. I just